Bruce Lee talks.
Hey there,
Rick.
Share
this
today.
And I'm not going to ad-lib this. Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on March 9th, 2008.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight.
Oh, you're back.
Tonight, Jason Claiborne from the Prodigy Group joins us. Later, we'll be talking kink magic with Taylor Elwood and Lupa. Finally, one of the hardest working women, if not the hardest working woman in the paranormal, the lovely Heidi Hollis, is back.
I don't ever pull it down.
I know.
Except at parties. Rim shot.
This really energizes me. I love it.
Busy weekend, it sounds like, for both of us and Bonnie also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Evidently, I'm fresh off the road. I was out and about today, getting things done, meeting people, pressing hands together. I was going to say pressing...
Or in light of this show, pressing glands together.
No, nothing like that. I was at the Michigan Spirit and Light Expo.
Yeah.
Put on by our good friend, Wolfman Mac.
Yes.
And his gang.
All those liners you hear, that's Mr. Wolfman Mac.
Exactly. And he threw a thing. It was so gracious of him to put it at his studio.
Well, you got to see the joint.
What's it called? Like Studio 3 or something.
It's awesome. It's like a really cool place in Warren.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And they had a vendor area, which was just awesome. One of the bunch. Now I'm friends with these folks on MySpace or Satan Space. I'm sorry.
Like everybody.
I said the M word.
Satan's website.
Yes, I'm friends with the Boston Tea Room in Wyandotte, Michigan. Okay. I don't know how this happened. I remember whatever. Is it a Boston accent?
I guess that's my Ozzy Osbourne.
Like, Boston.
All I know is from the GPS now.
And
right there.
And so I'm friends with them on MySpace, and I went and had to buy a crystal from them. Mm. Here it is, everybody.
Yeah,
nobody online can see it.
You were touching it to your forehead while intro music was
Yes,
playing.
I was. And so I bought a crystal from them, and then I got a reading from Kimberly of the Boston Tea Room.
Kimberly.
And Kimberly was...
I was just accenting the name.
That was quite the... That's the different line, hotline.
Yeah.
This is more like the psychic.
This is the psychic Kimberly.
Yeah, not
I was thinking of the other Kimberly.
Yeah, not that one. And, no, she was spot on about absolutely everything.
You mentioned
that. Except for maybe one thing. We'll find out in the future.
Oh.
Shut up.
And the plot thickens.
Shut up.
I'm not allowed to talk about that. But anyway.
What accent was that?
I'm not allowed to talk about that.
That was Norwegian.
This is Norwegian.
Yeah. So anyway, didn't make. Anyway, she was spot on. I was absolutely flabbergasted. When she was sitting there, I was stone cold, right? I was not letting her get any info from me. And I said, I want to know about these things. She laid out these tarot cards. You know, I had to do the shuffle, et cetera, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And she just, like, started in. She's like, well, here's what I see here, blah, 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 blah. She's going on and on and on and on. And then she, like, sort of was like, she couldn't do any cold reading on me whatsoever because I was stone. I was a rock.
You weren't,
right?
you weren't giving her an inch.
I wasn't giving her an inch. And she looks at me and she goes, am I anywhere close? Is this, like, really, you know, what's it doing? And I'm like, you are...
She asked you?
She asked me, yeah, because she wanted to know if I wanted to continue.
She was wasting her time,
like, I'm sure she's like, oh, my God, you know, this guy hates this. You know, what's going on? He's not giving me anything.
I have to say, I'm not fond of her reading.
I am. And I said, you are absolutely spot on. Please continue. And she continued, and it was just absolutely amazing. And then I bought 10 more minutes from her.
Mm-hmm.
It was $1 a minute, so it's even cheaper than the psychic hotline.
Yeah.
And I bought 10 more minutes to talk about my friends.
Yes, he did.
And
apparently by the time I'm 38.
Oh, you're going to tell it. You're going to tell
38, because I want to be 110 when my children graduate high school. So apparently by the time I'm 38, I'm going to decide whether or not I want to have kids.
Let me decide for you right now.
What's that decision?
She said, leave it alone.
Secretly, you want kids. I don't know.
Don't be a breeder.
She also...
Don't be a breeder.
I detect a new line of Ghostly Talk bumper stickers coming out.
Don't be a breeder.
No breeder. Yeah. Anyway, so...
I don't want you to be one of those people that irritate me in the restaurant, Amber. We
I'm
talked about this
Amber.
A couple weeks ago. Right?
I'm Bonnie.
Oh, God, what a Freudian slip. Oh, my God. You know where my head's at. Boy, I wonder what Scott and Amber's been talking about lately. Sorry.
That was the best $25 I've ever spent.
Yeah, no, there you go.
Oh, my gosh. I got to go.
See, the gift that keeps giving right there.
This is awesome.
You treated yourself
and look at the fruit
of your labors.
I think the fruit just
That's grounds for me pulling myself out. Here, go ahead. It's all
This is amazing. Yeah, the Freudian slip, that was clever. So anyway, it was quite an experience. I had a blast. I had an absolute blast. I bought... Egyptian things. I don't even know what they are. Two of them are bookends. One's an ashtray. One's a... I don't know. One's a little square. I have no clue.
I'm trying to quit.
Yeah.
It's like buying a car down south.
Oh, that's stupid. So I got some neat stuff for the basement when the basement gets finished. I talked to MPI, Metro Paranormal. They gave a speech. It was awesome. You remember former guest co-host Christy Robinette?
Oh, yes.
I finally got to meet her.
Oh, yeah. You've talked to her on the phone.
Yes, because I was coming back.
I got to meet her in person.
Yes, she was guest co-hosting while I was in Southern Wisconsin, at Southern Wisconsin Paranormal Conference.
Yeah.
And I got to talk to her on the phone, but, of course, my headset was, you know, flaking out, so it was difficult. But, you know, I still got to interact with her. But I think that was that time, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Or was it Whispers time?
Southern Indiana
or Southern Wisconsin?
Southern Wisconsin.
Yeah, Southern Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. You were in Wisconsin.
That was
a live meltdown.
That was when we talked to, who was the lady who wrote about vampires?
Oh, Michelle Belanger.
Michelle Belanger, yes.
Very cool.
That was that show, I believe. Yes. And I'm telling you, so I got to meet Christy Robinette. That was phenomenal. She is a dynamic, energetic, intelligent, popular lady. I was way impressed. Way, way impressed.
Very, very cool lady. And thanks again for having Doug out. I was gone for the weekend. Now, I'm sorry.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I'm glad I got to meet everybody that I did.
Yes.
Oh, actually, I hung out mostly with Lisa.
Lisa.
From Prism.
Oh, I love her.
I totally hung out with her almost all day. I hung out with her and her friend. It was awesome. And I don't know, but there were a couple times when I'd say something and then both of them would just burst into laughter. And I don't get it.
You're funny.
I was absolutely, I'm like, the one lady that I was going to get a reading from first, yeah. I have to say this, the one reading that I was going to get a reading from first, she, not as impressive as Kimberly, of course, from the Boston Tea Room, but she was still pretty, you know, pretty interesting, but she was like touching her clients. Like, you know, rubbing on
like
them.
Like creepy touching?
It was
inappropriate kind of, touching? I think I need to go get a reading. I'll see you later.
I took a leaf and I'm like, I don't want her touching me. I don't want her touching me. Why is she going to touch me? I don't want to touch. But, yeah, and evidently that was funny. I just, it was weird.
I don't think it was a fun day.
It was a very fun day. And I got to hang out with MPI, Lisa from Prism. It was just an amazing I got to meet Christy Robinette. I got to it was an amazing bunch of hours. It was like 6 hours.
Wow.
And of course Wolfman Mac was there.
Max the Man.
Yeah, and Brian was backstage working on the set for what they're doing for you. What are they doing? Channel 20 or something?
TV 20.
Yes, and
Max Nightmare Cinema.
That's it. And
live on Saturday. Well, it'll be Sunday mornings at 1 a.m. That's what it's
going to
be on.
Oh well, we're going to have parties.
Yeah, we're going to.
Because that's what we do best.
Max, and, Max got one of the best radio voices ever.
Yes, he does.
Over here and cut the liners. I told him, come on, anytime he wants to cut
it. It takes us an hour to say, and this is Ghostly Talk.
He comes over here
and he's like,
literally, I mean, I have everything timed, and I start recording everything. We record it all live, and we chop it up. And like the last time, he was just over this week, it was like a 9-minute file. And I just pulled out what I needed, and I was done.
Wow.
The guy is just absolutely brilliant. No show next weekend.
Yay. I mean, no, that sucks.
Well, yeah, that's a mixed opinion.
Yeah. I gave both opinions right there.
We're going to be at the Just Say No to Orbs tour.
Yes, we are.
In Waverly, New York.
Yes.
The Waverly Opera House.
Just down the street from Elmira, New York,
yeah,
I hope.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Because I'm telling absolutely everybody it's in Elmira, New York. Whoops. Yeah, I know. It is the Waverly Opera House.
You're
that
not in, Scott.
Oh, crap. Yeah, I forgot. I pulled myself out, Doug. Remember, I pulled myself out. Sorry, guys. Let's start over on
how
this
to
one.
Improve the show with one button.
No,
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, here, let me show you how to improve.
No.
This little thing that says D on it. Anyways, I'm sorry. No show next week. No show next week because we're going to be at the Just Say No to Orbs store at the Waverly Opera House. And beautiful, beautiful. And I'm going to double check this on the website because if you want any information, you have to go to www.ghostlytalk.com. That's where everything's at. On our appearances page, Waverly, New York, zip code 14892, just in case you wanted to know that.
There you go. I will look that up later and make sure. But
we're going to be there all weekend. We're going to be doing interviews and stuff like that. So we're going to have stuff up like we did. If you haven't checked it out yet, we have all our interviews up from.
How are we going to do interviews and have it up? Because we're going to be, I'm presenting.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
We'll have stuff for people to listen to. We'll have stuff for people to download and check out when we come back, for sure. Another thing, we'll have, I was just mentioning that, we have the archives and stuff like that up from last weekend at the Dead of Winter Film Festival. Those are all up for you guys to download. I actually updated the RSS for the podcast, too, so people can probably have it on their iPods now as we speak.
Okay.
So that's up there. That was done earlier this week, so check that out.
Oh, thank you, by the way.
I crank that stuff up.
I didn't do any of it.
Monday night, boom, I got it all done. I was like, okay, I'm done with this. I can move on to my next chore. ORVP4.
Oh,
now, here's an important one. Now, we had a show on Wednesday that's up also for you guys to download.
We speckenzied about that on Wednesday.
Yeah, if you listen to it, you're going to be aware. If you haven't listened to it, you're going to be aware now anyways that the ORVP4 is still going on.
Yeah.
There were some issues with the session work that Vance got, and he wants more session work.
Mm-hmm.
Some people got confused about the way it was done, so he wants people to resubmit if you guys can. If you want to, if you haven't done it yet, you're more than welcome to keep doing it. We haven't even set a drop-dead date yet. We're just going to kind of leave it open and see where it takes us.
We're really pleased with the response that ORVP4 has gotten.
The best one yet.
And, of course, as we do these things, they get a little bit more and more complex. And this particular one has two target IDs.
Yeah.
And they're not supposed to be combined into one session. They're supposed to be two separate
sessions.
Yeah,
that's the problem
sessions.
We were having was just that.
So you can do one of three things. You can either do a session on the first target ID, mm-hmm. or a session on the second target ID,
mm-hmm.
or a session
two separate sessions
yeah. on each individual target ID.
Yeah. So get on top of that, though, because we're gonna be hitting setting up a drop-dead date pretty soon on that
yes.
deadline.
Yeah.
We just haven't decided just yet. Just no time to discuss it. But that will be coming up pretty soon. We'll make an announcement on that on the show, or it'll be on the site somewhere. We'll let you guys know about that. Thank you, people, for submitting news articles. That's been going on. People have been submitting
Yay!
Cool stuff.
That's thank
been a lot
you.
Of fun.
Thank you, everyone.
And people are taking my lead on that, too. They read the article and find out some stupid comment to make about it. Kind of like the old days of FARC.com. Remember that?
I remember FARC.
Which is still a site that's going strong, by the
way.
I love to go to FARC every day for the Photoshop competitions and all that fun stuff. Same kind of thing. People, you know, read the article and just kind of, hey, sum it up in one sentence. And people are doing that, and they're linking, and we're having a good time with that. So thank you, guys. Keep it going. We really appreciate your help on that. Now, I got to tell a story.
Okay.
Can I do this?
Yeah.
That's cool.
No.
You guys have anything else you want to talk about?
Actually, I do. One thing really quick.
What's up?
I want to thank Jamie, our fly girl.
God, yeah.
Forgive.
Sorry.
That is absolutely true.
So thank you so much, Jamie. Seriously. Yeah. She gave me these really cool coasters, which one is here on the table.
Yes, I see that.
One of them's at my desk at work. And
yeah.
then the other one sits on next to my chair when I'm playing Monster Jam on PlayStation 2.
And I think we also have to thank, then, Devin.
Yes, Devin sent us stuff,
for
too.
For the little the Christmas in March
Christmas
package.
In March.
Yes, which was amazing.
Thank you so much, you guys, for the stuff you gave us. We got a pile of candy sitting over there. We found a use for that thing. I bought at the dollar store.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
We found a use for that. We got candy
so
all over the place.
So busting into that candy.
I know.
There's chocolate in there?
Yes, there is.
Tons of chocolate in there.
Wow.
I'm going to be on a chocolate high later.
I wasn't supposed to be.
Jamie gave me a Fifth of Tanqueray that'll probably sit, which I don't drink that much anymore, but that'll be put to good use somewhere, I think, hopefully.
I've got wine.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm a wino. And so do you, because I'm a wino. Talk about my wine.
I also have a bottle
I
of
know.
Wine at your
yes.
house.
That's in mortal danger at the moment.
Excuse me. You know, I already warned you. What will happen if you drink that bottle of
then
wine?
Then I have to buy you two bottles of wine and tape $100 bill to each of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
that
thank
is
you
the
guys.
Deal,
thank
and everyone
so
knows it now.
I'm going to call the Chateau Thomas Winery.
Thank you, Jamie. Love you, girl.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you,
dear
Jamie.
Chateau
thank you, Devin.
Thomas.
Thank you to everybody last weekend at the Dead of Winter Film Festival. We talked about it a bit on Wednesday when we did that special show, but thank you to everybody. Thank you to Troy. Everybody was just completely great. We had a ball. So, we'll see you guys soon. Probably next weekend. I have a story to tell.
Okay. Yeah.
I got to tell.
Go for
sorry.
I don't want to take up too much
what
time.
What are we doing Easter weekend?
We're talking to Stanton Freeman. I'm letting it out of the bag.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you about this. We have a schedule, Doug.
We're doing a show on Easter Sunday.
Yes, we are.
I'll be in church.
All day from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Easter.
Sure you will, Bonnie.
Tell us your story, Scott L.
Thursday night, I'm heading.
I want to go away Easter weekend.
We'll argue about this one later.
Let him tell his story.
We had this conversation already, and you're like, "Yeah, no problem at all. Let's do a show on Easter Sunday. I'm totally cool with that." Now on the air, Doug's like, "I want to do a show now."
I want to do a show. I love doing shows.
No, you're going to be doing it on the phone. I can smell
it. I'm going to be doing it.
Smell it.
For some reason, I think I'm going to be.
Scott will be kept up here in the studio, just trudging away.
And I'll be laying back in a hot tub.
Doug will be somewhere in Bermuda.
Have a glass of wine.
Exactly. There you go. We'll figure it out. We can work it out. No problem.
A bevy of pretties.
Okay, now, Doug, shut up.
No, it's cool.
And let Scott
Thursday night, I'm heading out to Amber's house. We do our weekend travels back and forth. And, it was a pretty uneventful trip. It was actually a very nice trip. You talked to a lot of people. I talked to Gowan on the phone. Talked to a few people on the phone. I talked to you on the phone, I think.
Yeah.
For a few minutes.
Yes, you did.
And I get off the freeway. Now, the way it works is you got I-96, right? And you get off on 104, which is kind of like a 7 or 8 mile stretch that's like 55 miles an hour, but it goes through the country.
Right.
No lights. I mean, it's like nothing going on there, right? Except for people living there.
I remember.
And it was like about 10 at night, and so it was pitch black out. So I get off the freeway, I tack it down from 105 down to like 55 miles an hour.
Good idea.
Right? Yeah, I pull the thrusters back, and I get down to 104. And it's like I said, it's about a 7 mile stretch, 7 or 8 mile stretch at about 55 miles an hour. So I'm cruising along, and I usually just set my cruise at 55, and this is the last part of the trip. I relax, kick back, start putting stuff in bags while I'm driving, which is the stupidest thing to do, but it's fun. So
He's like leaned in the back of the.
Yeah, I'm in the back seat. I got the I got the gas pedal prop right. Book or something. So I'm cruising along, and it always happens. It always happens when you're on this road. You always get somebody that comes up behind you because you're not going fast enough because you're doing the speed limit.
That's usually me.
Yeah, that's usually you. So the first one is a green SUV. They're on my tail end, and I'm like, I'm not speeding up. I'm not doing that because there's cops all over this road too.
Right.
They love to pick people off there. So I just let him, you know, whatever. He finally, it's a two-lane road, by the way, too. Two lanes.
Right.
And they just gun it, and they come blowing around me, shoot me a dirty look. I shoot him a dirty look back and say, welcome to Michigan, and they keep going. So, fine. All right, whatever.
Sounds typical. For
Sounds pretty, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much around
typical
the
night.
So,
night, yeah.
next person up, next comparator coming up, is another, it's a small foreign-made car, which we all know those people are annoying in those cars, because they're so quick and fast and stuff and whatnot. So, this guy's
gas
up on my...
efficient.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Right up on my tail end again. I'm like, okay, great. Turn the radio up. Just phase it out. Don't want to hear it. This guy doesn't just come around me. He actually guns it. He must have come around me at about 80 miles an hour.
Wow.
He just went vroom. I mean, I felt the Doppler.
Wow.
Vroom. Come right. I'm like, God. You know, I'm like, whoa. Cool. And that was annoying. So I actually gave him the brights to let him know how happy I was that he could drive his car that fast. Just to let him know. Nothing big. No fight happened or anything like that. Just wanted to let him know that I approved of his driving. So fine. We're cruising along.
I do, actually.
Well, we're cruising along, though. And far. No, I'm just doing this. These people are just like. They're getting smaller and smaller as the seconds go by. And I see another big pickup truck kind of pull out way ahead of me, and we're just cruising along. I'm like, okay, I'm nearly there. You know, I want to make this a ticket-free ride.
Right.
Next thing I know, I see, you know, I'm starting to get closer to the truck now, and the truck that pulled out, right?
Right.
This person just locks their brakes up. I'm like, what the heck? So, I'm way back, so
was
I...
Was it red?
What?
Was it a red?
No. Wow.
Red
old school right there. I didn't even think about that part.
Yeah.
So, like, I slow down because I'm way back, so I have plenty of time to brake, so I slow down. I come up, and guess what I see?
An accident.
I see a green SUV flipped on its side on the road.
Wow.
I pull my car over and jump out. The lady in the truck jumps out. And runs over to the SUV. There's another car, a little, like, white, I think it was, like, a BMW or something.
Yeah.
With a body hanging out the side of it.
Oh, my God.
So I just run over there. There's parts all over the road. There's parts everywhere.
Body parts?
No, car parts.
Oh.
Car body parts.
Thank
not
heavens.
Body parts.
Okay.
There's parts all over the road. I run over there, and there's, like I said, there's a person hanging out of the door.
Wow.
And I mean, literally, I ran out there thinking I was going to be, you know, verifying the death of a dead man, more or less.
Right.
I mean, this person's dead. My God. So I run up and put my, I come up to the gentleman who's in the car, and I put my hand on his shoulder, and I'm like, you know, are you there? And the guy put his head up. Thank God. He put his head up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he looked at me, and I'm like, hey, man, you know, what's your name? He's like, well, my name's Scott. I'm like, funny, so is mine. Mm-hmm. How could we end up here together, huh? I'm like, all right, Liz. He's like, well, I got to get out. I'm like, don't move. Just don't move. Stay right here. Stay right here. Just stay with me. Look at me. I want to see you. And we're going to talk. I forgot to add this part, too. The guy who come blowing by me at 80 miles an hour, how can I forget this great part? The guy coming by me at 80 miles an hour, as I'm running up to the BMW,
mm-hmm.
He's sitting there on the side of the road in his car, just kind of like, you know, stone-faced, with a cell phone in his hand, right?
Right.
So I literally, this is what I did. I walked up, and I knocked on the window, and I said, I'm like, hey, bleep hole. And he kind of looked at me, he's like, I'm like, why don't you use that phone to call 911, please? And he's like, that's what I was going to do. I'm like, okay, great, thanks. I've got that part. That was me sticking it to the man a little bit. Thanks for blowing by me.
Yeah.
So then back to where, you know, I'm with this gentleman. And I'm like, you know, listen, dude, the ambulance is on its way. Just chill out. Don't move. We're cool, okay? So I got everything over there controlled. We're fine
right.
Over there. The lady, I don't know what's going on with the SUV. I don't know what happened. You'll see why in a second. But, there was no talking over there.
Okay.
Let's just put it that way. Right, which kind of scared me. So I didn't hear anybody talking to anybody over there.
Right.
Now, meanwhile, moronic drivers can't see that there's a car flipped on its side in the road. Because they don't have these things called headlights on their cars. So they're blowing through these parts that are all over the road at like 55 miles an hour.
So there's parts being flying, sprayed everywhere.
And my middle finger just orbiting everywhere as I'm, like, trying to talk to this guy and keep him composed, you know. Another girl come pulling up. She didn't see this accident. She comes up and jams a hunk of, like, bumper on her wheel. And now she's, like, sliding on a bumper.
Wow.
Look, and me and this, and there's another guy that came up, another gentleman that came up, just to kind of, like, you know, are you okay, dude? You know, to me. And we're looking at this girl going, are you retarded? Are you, because she can't move. She's stuck now. And we're looking at her going, are you retarded? What's wrong with you?
She's like levered herself up.
She's got,
well,
you know, what's going
on? She's on the
phone. Right? So we're all getting upset. Now, Captain America comes to save the day.
Dun, dun, dun.
Here comes Captain America.
Dun,
you know
dun,
this
dun.
Kind of guy. Runs up and has to proclaim that he has been he was a police officer for 15 years. That's the first thing I learned about him. I was a police officer for 15 years. I know how to handle this situation.
Oh, well, then you're done.
Well,
okay, thanks.
Okay,
well, I'm off.
Well,
that
I'm like,
awesome.
I'm like, okay, well, dude, okay, just chill out. This guy's all right. He's just sitting here. He's coming to a little bit more. He's getting better and better, you know. Like, well, we gotta take care of. We gotta do this. And I'm like, well, I don't think we really need to do anything until the ambulance comes. Let's just not. I don't want to move this guy. Let's just leave this guy alone. All right. Don't touch him.
Fingerprint, everybody.
We need to handle this. I'm like, I tell you what. Here's what you handle first. You watch this guy while I go and put the blinkers on my car so nobody else gets killed. So I also want to pull my GPS out of the window. You know,
well, yeah,
you know.
Good idea.
So I run across the street, throw my blinkers on. I come back, and Captain America's there. He's taking charge. And there's this other guy I was telling. He's just kind of like, dude, you know, is there anything you guys need from me? You know, I just want to help out if I can. And, we stood there for a few more minutes, and the guy just kept going on and on and on. And I heard the ambulance coming. The ambulance was on its way. So the guy's like, well, he repeated it like 5 times. Well, I was a police officer for 15 years. And finally, I just had enough of it, and you just kind of guessed it, too. I'm like, you know what, dude? You're all set. You deal with the cops. I'm out of here. I didn't see an accident. I didn't see anything. I'm just trying to help this gentleman out, but you seem to have it under control. So I'm going to get in my car, and I'm leaving. And that's what I did. I got in my car, went through the parking lot around the accident,
yeah,
and came right out and took the hell off and got out of there, right? Now, what was scary about it was that the car that was obviously involved with this was the one that passed me up just a couple seconds before that.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking like within a minute or two, because we're cruising along, and I just thought for a second when I got to Amber's house, Tom was pulling out of Amber's house as I was pulling in. So I'm like, turn around, I got a story to tell you, man. So he kind of came back and we talked it over and stuff. And I'm like, dude, you know, if I was like just like going any faster.
Yeah, 15 seconds or whatever.
We found out what happened was the guy in the white car, there's the middle lane's kind of like woom in and out kind of. You know,
had you not seen the white car?
No, never saw the white car.
Okay.
He was coming from the other direction.
Okay.
And from what I understand is that he went to make a left turn and he thought he was going into a left turn lane.
Ah.
But it was opposing traffic. And this lady or guy or whoever it was in this SUV that blew by me was going so damn fast, they probably had no time to react to it.
Right.
So I'm like, you know.
Well, it was the white car guy's fault.
Well, yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah,
and then
totally.
What did the vroom guy have to do with anything who was just going to call 911?
He just called 911. I think he took off.
Oh, okay.
He just got out of there, too, which, in my opinion, even though he wasn't bleep.
He was a bleep hole, but.
But he did the right thing, and I followed him in suit. The other guy who was just kind of standing there also, I'm like, let's get out of here, dude. This guy wants to be a hero so bad, let him be a hero. I don't want to be a hero tonight. I just want to get to my girlfriend's house.
Right.
So, yeah, it was kind of scary because we talked about synchronicity a lot the last couple of weeks. And as soon as I'm driving away, as I'm like lighting my third Marlboro, I'm like, okay, what the hell just happened?
No wonder you haven't smoked since Thursday. You smoked a whole pack on the way from the 10 minutes it took from.
But I thought about that though. I mean, that can happen to anybody. You know,
wow.
You don't think about that. You drive so much. You know, we drive to work. Yeah. We drive all. I drive a ton. You know, and you don't think about that until you actually see something that freaked out. And I know a guy sitting there with blood all over his face, and you're sitting there holding his shoulder, trying to keep him from like getting out of a car. I think the one thing he kept repeating, I remember specifically now. When the ambulance did show up, because I was there for about a half a second when the ambulance driver came up,
the EMT, and the guy kept repeating over, he's like, I think I have a major concussion. And they're like, well, we don't know that until we get you out of the car and check you out, you know. I think I have a major concussion. I think maybe he's been drinking. That's what I think may have happened here. But you never know. So, yeah, that was my Thursday night.
Wow.
Yeah, that was kind of freaky. I got back to the, you know, I got to Amber's house, and I was like, whoa. That was just a little too much for one night. Yeah.
I wouldn't have stopped.
Well, it was kind of hard not to stop because I didn't know where to turn and get out of the way at.
Yeah.
And then there was parts everywhere, and I didn't want to flatten a tire.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would have done my best to get around the parts.
But then that's when I had the time to look around. I got in my car and looked around and said, okay, there's a driveway right there that goes through this parking lot here that'll take me right out on the other side of this flipped-over SUV.
Right.
And I did. I dodged around a tow truck and all that crap just to get out of there, and I took off. So there may be an APB out for me for all I know right now. Looking around going, well, you know, I didn't see an accident. I just pulled up when, you know, and saw these two cars just completely demolished. The BMW was just, like, pancaked. Mm-hmm. It was just ridiculous. It was scary to see somebody. I haven't seen something like that in a long time, so it was very scary to see somebody just kind of like hanging out of a car like that. You know, mm-hmm. I thought he was dead when I first saw it. So, but thank goodness, it looked like that gentleman was going to be okay. The other people, I had no idea. Maybe if you live in that area in Grand Haven out there, you may have heard something. Send me an email. I don't know. I'm curious to hear what happened to those people. So on that downer.
Wow. Yeah, that really brought us up.
Well, hey, you know. It was.
Let's talk about me procreating again. That's why.
What's a bigger downer?
I know. The bigger downer is that I would have to put up with a man long enough to get pregnant.
That's a good one.
Ooh.
This is a whole different discussion right here.
Ooh, that's a 3-hour show.
You know, that's it. Yep, here we go.
Go sleep, talk!
The Women's International Study of the Paranormal is coming to Bentonsport, Iowa, May 23rd through the 25th. With guest speakers such as Patrick Burns, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, Mary Ellen Hammack, Lisa Dwalaby, Rose Pressey, and many more. The Women's International Study of the Paranormal is hosted by Donna LaCroix of Ghost Hunters International, Jackie Carpenter and Elizabeth Corey of International Paranormal Research Association, Inc., Christy Hinkle of Celestial Paranormal Research and Investigations, Marie Cipriano of Southern New England Paranormal, and Haunting Existence Radio. Go to www.wispexpo.com to register now. The Women's International Study of the Paranormal is now accepting vendors to display their items at the conference. Also, we are offering special packages for new sponsors. All inquiries should be sent to info@wispexpo.com.
Hey, Scott L. I just want to thank you for this sweet Go Sleep Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash in my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Go Sleep Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also wore it to that job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Go Sleep Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Go Sleep Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1 1/4-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Go Sleep Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
Stone cold killer, are you surprised? Mad Mac, Old Mad Max Nightmare Cinema. We're hanging out at the Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, with the good folks from Ghostly Talk. Ooh, this place is creepy, man, but nowhere near as creepy as Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. It's a haunted drive-in, babies. And you know what we do there? We host classic B-horror and sci-fi movies, just like the ones you grew up with when you was a kid. And it's at Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema right now, hosting on public access TV all over Metro Detroit. But guess what, kiddies? It's coming to you, and all you got to do is have a computer. Just go to Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. It's nightmarecinema.com. We'll be broadcasting the show real soon, right from the website. Stay tuned. It's Wolfman Mac, Nightmare Cinema. Bye.
Nightmare Cinema.
The American Ghost Society's 12th annual Haunted American Conference will be held June 20th and 21st in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor at the Haunt at Lincoln Theater.
Speakers include Patrick Byrne, John Zaffis, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and Keith Age.
Also, Lynn Adams, Luke Kalbarski, Dale Kazmarek, Stephen LeChant, and psychic Ken Byrne.
Don't miss this two-day event with special investigations and tours sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
To register, guys, go to www.prairieghost.com/conference.html or just call 1-888-446-7859.
Broadcasting live from this event will be the Ghostly Talk radio crew and Nathan S. and Sean B. from the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
Witness a special live performance on the Lincoln stage from Spectrum Men, the Atlanta horror punk band made up of real-life ghost hunters.
Admission remains the same as 1997, $50 per person.
It's the 12th annual Haunted America Conference in Decatur, Illinois with Troy Taylor. Register now.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
Boy, you mentioned there's some candy around here. Everybody dives on it like it's...
Suddenly I'm off my diet.
It's a landmine of flavor.
How do you pronounce C-A-C-A-O?
Let me see. Cacao.
Cacao. Reserve. By Hershey's.
Chinese or Japanese? What is it?
Cacao.
Cacao.
Reserve by Hershey's.
Wonderful,
you guys
wonderful
are so
chocolate.
Premium milk chocolate. 37% cacao. I thought, you know, like I would
it must come from a cacao, because it's milk. I don't know, man.
37% cow? It says, cocoa is C-O-C-O-A, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is C-A-C-A-O.
That's exotic, though. So it's got to be spelled differently. Anything that's exotic has to be spelled
unless
differently.
Unless I'm dyslexic. It's C-A-C-A-O.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. C-A-C-A-O.
Okay.
It's good.
All right. I'll
it's yummy. You'll like it. You'll like it a lot.
I'll know in a minute.
This is all Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
Yes, yes.
And I'm
drinking. Bonnie.
Well, you know what? You got to be on your toes to work on this show, Bonnie.
Yes.
You got to watch. You just got to watch and
listen. Yeah, because you have to be a total brainiac to hang with you two.
Oh, there we go. We'll just pull her out now. Mm. We're good to go on that.
Careful, she'll go home.
She'll. You promise?
Oh,
oh, oh. Ooh.
This is a tough room.
I know it's a very tough room.
I will trash stuff before I leave.
Speaking of tough rooms.
Yes.
That was a real ill-fated
that was really
segue.
Bad.
Really?
I can't think of a thing to tie that in.
That would not tie in together at all.
We're totally done now.
Jason from the Prodigy Group is on the line right now. It's very good to have Jason. Jason,
hasn't
you there,
hung
man?
Up yet.
Yeah, he hasn't hung up yet. Jason, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
It's good to have you back on the show, man.
Hey, it's great to be back.
You guys, we met you guys back 2 years ago now, as we saw you this past September at the Mothman Festival, and in the 2006 Mothman Festival, you were there, and that's where we met you guys initially, and we've been having a ball ever since then.
It's been great.
And you guys got a lot of stuff you're working on right now, too.
Actually, we just wrapped up a series with the Lima News in Lima, Ohio, with a special they did with local area hauntings,
uh-huh.
And we did a series of investigations, public and private, And we just wrapped up investigations in Waverly, Ohio, not to be confused with Waverly, Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah.
At the Emmett House restaurant as well as the Greenbaum building.
Mm.
And I tell you what, it was a blast.
Well, that's what they always have to be, a blast. That's why we do this stuff.
Heck yeah.
So you guys out there, obviously out there, I wish we were out there in the field that much. It doesn't seem like we're doing what. Did we make a promise to ourselves this year, Doug?
Last year or 2 years ago, we didn't do any of it.
Well, we've done some.
Well, yeah.
We've been out there and about doing some stuff, mm-hmm. but not as much as I think we want to.
No.
So it's good to see you guys are out there in the field doing some work there, Jason.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned you'd like to get out and do more because our Indianapolis affiliate has been doing some research. He's going to be moving back to the Dayton, Ohio area.
Yeah.
And more precisely, we're going to be looking more in the West Alexandria area where, as Doug may remember, the Fudge Road incident.
Yeah, you guys really ran with that thing, too.
Well, the thing is, he's been granted permission to go into a couple different places and investigate.
Really?
One being a house that was supposedly built by dwarves, the short house.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
He got permission to go into the dwarf house.
I thought the thing was fenced off.
Oh, yeah, you're more welcome to come with us.
No, the fenced off one is the drug house. Or something.
Where that's the other place we're allowed to go into.
There's no way. That thing is a fortress.
Yep.
You've driven by and you've seen this thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
It is a fortress. It's like an electrified fence, and then they have alligators on the inside of the fence. And then behind the alligators are pit bulls, and then behind the pit bulls are camels. And I don't understand why. But, you know, but
watch
I
your
mean,
toes.
Watch your toes.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, the thing is a fortress. How did he do this? What did he do? I mean, did he donate
just,
to a politician?
Went to the local area, made friends with a few of the locals, and
yep.
Pretty much just charmed his way in, charmed Prodigy right in.
That is amazing.
So when do you guys think you're going to be going out there to do some investigating?
Because I think I'm going to be...
It warms up a little bit because there's going to be a lot outside that we have to
do. Oh, okay.
Because I think I'm in town that weekend. If you...
What weekend? Did you even say what weekend?
No, but I think I'm in town that weekend.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm in Dayton that weekend. I'm pretty
sure.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're more than welcome to go.
Ooh, good. Oh, that sounds really neat.
It's about loading it, man. Wow.
I know.
Jesus.
I've been to Fudge Road.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was completely amazing. Completely amazing. Mm-hmm. I did not see the what's it called on the internet? The Fudge Road best.
Jason, help
Fudge
us out here.
Fudge Road monster-like critter or something. I don't know what it was.
You're right.
Human-like beast.
The Fudge Road human-like beast.
Yeah. The Fudge Best human. I don't know. It's written up on the website anyway.
Though. Yeah. One thing what's amazing is that the bridge didn't collapse when you parked on it.
I parked in a full-size Durango, and that's a heavy truck. And I did not know I was taking my life into my hands. We got out. We didn't jump up and down on the bridge, but that's about the only thing we didn't do.
Yeah.
And, yeah, evidently that bridge is structurally questionable.
Great, great. Well, you have the footage.
I have the movies, yeah.
Shot.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so you can see what the underneath of that bridge looks like.
Uh-huh.
The other cars that have fallen through and they broke on top of it, sounds like to me.
Pretty much. It's a whole, like, tower
That's
of
the
cars.
Next silver bridge waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Wow.
Well, I guess Doug's going to be going with you guys on that.
I want to. Bonnie, do you want to go to Fudge Road?
Sure.
I can work you in somehow.
Yeah, let's put Jason on the spot.
I have to call my friend Jason in.
Yeah, our buddy Jason is a really cool guy from Ohio. He's all right. You guys are doing some appearances also. You're going to be going to some conferences. Obviously, we talk about conferences a lot here, Jason. And you guys happen to be guys.
Because I believe in them. And we met you guys
at a conference.
Festival, same kind of thing.
Same type of thing. Yeah, that's a good example of. While we're preaching this every week here, it seems now that, you know, you should go to these things. Go to as many as you can or whatever you can get to because you get to meet a lot of really cool people and you can develop
That's
some
right.
really good contacts. And
mm-hmm.
this is a good example
exactly.
of that right here. So, which ones are you guys going to?
Well, the first conference we're going to be attending this year is going to be the Binomicon, which is in,
It's right in Indiana.
Near Indianapolis.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just south of Indianapolis in, I can't remember the name, but I think it's at the Crump Theater.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's the Crump Theater, and that's going to be on April 19th.
Yeah, you know what? We wanted to go to that so bad, but we're going to be actually, that's where we're going to be at Waverly Hills that night with Tom from Nightwatch.
Ah, down there. Okay.
So we had to opt out of that one, unfortunately. But
I'm telling you, and like everybody in Indiana is like pulling for this. We've got Quest Paranormal doing it. Crossroads?
Crossroads.
They're doing it.
Crossroads is going to be there, yeah.
There's so many folks in Indiana pulling together. Pooling resources and talent and things like that to put this thing on, and I'm really impressed with that. Plus, the historic Crump Theater is phenomenal, and I know it's going to be a fantastic event, and I'm sad.
Exactly, and that's why we had to do it.
Yeah, and I don't blame you. It looks fantastic.
Maybe we can split up or something. We'll have to talk about that.
We could. I myself have not been to Waverly, and I need to go to Waverly. I need to go to Waverly.
And you've never met Todd yet either.
Nope.
Hmm. We'll think
about it. I've been to Waverly, but I haven't met Todd, and I don't really need to go back to Waverly. My ankle has very bad memories of it.
Yeah, that was a stressful weekend for everybody.
Oh, God.
Are you going to go to the Phenomicon then?
I don't know.
We'll have to figure it out. Jason, we might be coming down with you guys.
Hey.
We'll have to see.
We'll have to see.
Pretty much everybody who listens to Ghostly Talk knows they could go to Waverly, pull in, and say, I'm Doug from Ghostly Talk.
No. We're not going to do anything like that.
Okay.
I'm going to
probably double.
I mean, I know. I said I was going to go to Waverly, so I'm going to probably go to Waverly.
I really want to go
and work with Todd on that. I believe in the Night Watchers.
I do too.
They're a great bunch of people, and I want to be there to help.
I'm telling
Todd
you,
out.
Several events last year, I talked to people, and they're like, "Yes, we go on Night Watch events. Night Watchers are great." And I'm like, "Wow, they really get behind this."
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Todd really has something going on here, and I can't wait to experience it
and to
meet him finally and experience
this. Yeah, it's going to be really great.
Plus, it's Waverly Hills. How can you go wrong?
Exactly. Jason, you guys are also going to the Michigan Paranormal Expo. You guys are going to be going to also.
We're gonna be there. That's right. That's right. We're going to be there. That's the weekend of June 28th. And we understand, you know, it's a big shindig considering there's the Hot Air Balloon Festival going on the same weekend.
We found out about that one, yep.
Yeah.
So
it's made hotel accommodations a little, I'm not going to say troubling, but a little bit more difficult, but hey, it's done and we're ready to go.
Well, I think that's going to be like one of the first times in our, like, you know, traveling career with this show that, you know, we're like about an hour away only. So we don't need to worry about hotel rooms for a change.
Yep.
Usually it's always like, okay, get the hotels, get everything booked, get the travel arrangements, do all this work. But this one we basically can just show up, hang out, enjoy ourselves, and come home and sleep in our own warm beds. So it's going to be good for us. It's going to be rough on you guys, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, it won't be too bad. It'll be fun. There's the meet and greet the night before. We hope to do a little bit of networking there and just kind of roll with the punches.
Yeah, that's gonna be really great. And like I said, you mentioned that earlier, Doug. You hung out with Lisa today.
Almost all day today.
All day today. And
I haven't got to meet Lisa yet. 12:30 on, I hung out with Lisa. It was amazing.
I haven't got to meet Lisa yet. So, I mean, it's going to be really cool to meet Lisa and meet a bunch of other people that are going to be there, too. It should be really cool. Looking forward to it. That's going to be June 14th. I believe, if I remember that correctly off the top of my head, June 14th.
It's whenever that Hot Air Balloon Festival is.
Whenever, I'm really big in the hot air ballooning community. I really follow that. Let me see.
You know you do.
June 28th. God, man.
June 28th.
Yeah, and that's going to be at the Howell Opera House in Howell, Michigan.
Correct, yes.
Like I said, an hour away from us there. Going to be really cool with that. Probably he's going to be there. There's going to be a lot of people going. Now, here's the big thing. Here's the big news, too. I want to get to this with you also, Jason. You guys have been planning this for a while, and I know we've kind of went back and forth on it, but you guys have finally put this in the can. What are you guys working on?
Well, actually, I know it's more than a year away, but, hey, it's never too early to plan. But the Prodigy Paranormal Group is proud to announce PCon 2009. I know PCon sounds like a nut, but, hey.
Just a few minutes ago, when we were on the break, Jason, we were talking to you, and I just said, I'm like, okay, PCon. Wait a minute. But, hey, you know what? Let's run with it. That's totally cool.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
what's the date? Do you guys have a date locked in for this?
Sure do. It's going to be Saturday, May 30th, 2009. It's only going to be a one-day affair, but we're going to make it as as fun as possible, that's for sure.
And you guys are obviously, you just mentioned this a second ago, you guys are planning this like way far in advance, which I can't commend you enough for that.
Well, that's just it. There's a lot of great groups as far as, you know, paranormal investigation is concerned. And one of the things that we try to pride ourselves on is organization. I'm talking about away from the actual investigation, is the organization and planning. There's not a lot of groups that have their own PR department. Nonetheless, you know, anybody who has a background in it, if they do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I really pride myself on is because, well, that's one of the things I do 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, so I'm really trying to incorporate that into our group. And if we could plan far enough ahead, the advertising, the guest speakers, workshops, everything's going to fall into place, and it leaves less room for, I'm not going to say failure, but things we wish we would have done and didn't get a chance to do.
Well, yeah, you know, and as many of these things we go to now, we always have the pleasure to talk to the coordinators usually and meet up with them and hang out. And, you know, we see it every time we go. Always something's going to blow up. Something always happens. Something always goes down that you have to fix. But I'm a big fan of that, too. And you can ask Doug and Bonnie here. I like to plan things like 20 years in advance usually. I got hotel rooms booked up a year in advance. I'm doing things.
You ain't kidding. And there's like 1,400 spreadsheets to back it up.
Well, yeah, you know, but... Does anybody have any questions?
No.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because we stopped looking at them.
I know. You guys, which is obvious, because if I had like 3 questions already on the show tonight, like, so when is that again? I'm like, it's on the spreadsheet, for God's sake. But no, I'm a big fan of that, too. And it's good to see that, where, you know, you guys are obviously going to be putting a lot of time into this, and you're starting early on this. So
that's just it. In my opinion, you have to start early because... I don't know. I guess you could call me the biggest worrywart on the planet. I think of things that can go wrong beyond the initial obvious.
Oh, you're one of those people, too. Okay.
Yes,
if
exactly.
A UFO lands outside the venue,
midway
through, what are we
going
to do?
We need to have a contingency plan for this.
Yes.
No, and I'm with you on that, Jason. I mean, you try to think beyond, like, you know, some people go, well, it'll work out fine.
that's what a lot of people think.
And a lot of people think, too, is... You know, 6 months ahead of time, we have plenty of time to plan. We have plenty of time to advertise.
Yeah.
But the way I look at it is if you can plant the seed now, if you can, you know, put a bug in someone's ear now, how many more people will hear about it? How many more people will show up?
Yeah.
And, you know, when I say show up, I'm not talking about getting people in the door to make the almighty dollar.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about getting people in the door so we can network, so we can show the local community and then the surrounding communities, hey, this is who we are and this is what we do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
hopefully make some friends out of state, like when we met Ghostly Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, that was one of the greatest things I think could ever happen to our group personally, because not only do we meet some great people, but heck, come on, you know, you guys are Ghostly Talk. Say no more.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know what the big deal is.
I don't know
is,
what
but
big deal
thank
is,
you.
But I have to say, meeting Prodigy was awesome.
Was
I mean, we hung out in
had a lot of fun with you guys.
Place that starts with a B and closed it that first night was just insanity, and we had a blast.
Well, what was the best part about that is just everybody converging on that place. I thought that was the best part because we had a whole crew of people with black t-shirts.
We
on.
Had one contingency, or one contingent with black, and one contingent with blue.
Yeah, with blue.
Prodigy blue and Ghostly Talk
and
black.
And we're all in there just like sipping drinks and talking together, and all these other people are like, you know, what have we walked into here? What's going on? The blue and black.
The black and blue. You could have called us the Bruise Brothers. You
the
know?
Oh, rim shot. But no, it sounds like it's gonna be a great event. I'm fully confident it's gonna be totally great. And we're already booked for that. We're gonna be coming
That's
to that
it,
for
yeah.
sure.
Absolutely.
And we're gonna be talking about it a lot more, I'm sure, as we get closer and closer to the date. And it should be a really cool thing. Like Jason said, you know, people are gonna be get together, come to these things. I mean, Doug, we've talked about this 1,000 times.
It's one of the best things. As a matter of fact, even this thing that I went to earlier today, it was a first year event.
Yeah.
And it was very well done, and Wolfman Mac did a fantastic job.
He's all class.
The PCon of 2009, same thing. It'll be a first year event,
mm-hmm.
but it's put on by people
That's
who
great.
Care and people who really want the folks who go to have a really good time. And to do that, I've already heard, you told me on the phone the other day, a couple of the people who are going to be there speaking.
Yeah, do you have some people in the can already for this, Jason?
And I'm very excited about
yes,
this.
Yes, definitely. Now, our first event that we ever went to was the Mothman Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Wamsley does a great job with that. And he's going to be at PCON 2009 as a guest speaker. And he's going to be there throughout the day to answer people's questions and, you know, just kind of hang out and do the conference.
We get to chase Jeff Wamsley around twice in 1 year.
I know, it's going to be awesome.
That's going to be fun driving him nuts. Who else is going to be coming?
Oh, well, the other one is actually somebody who you are very familiar with, Scott L.
Okay, who is this?
James Willis.
Oh, really? Mr. Willis is going to be there.
Yeah.
My man, James.
That is awesome.
Wait a minute, you're familiar with him, too.
I know, but I didn't get any gifts or anything. But
oh, well, he brought me a record.
Yeah. He never gave me a
James gift. Is a fascinating, interesting individual.
Oh, most definitely.
And he's been around for a long time, also. He's been doing work in this field with the Weird U.S. stuff. And
the Weird Ohio. Weird Ohio. He wrote Weird Ohio. I mean... That means he has to know Ohio like crazy.
Yeah, and he was just on recently telling us about, you know, all the goopy stuff he's come across, you know, in and out of the book there for Weird Ohio, too. So it'll be good to see James again.
He's absolutely awesome. So that's an excellent choice.
And a couple of the, I guess you'd call them workshops/lectures we're going to have is going to be the science behind paranormal investigations, focusing on the different types of equipment and why they're used.
Okay.
And then the psychology of ghost hunting as well. What leads people to believe that there are things out there to find and why we, I don't know, maybe find them interesting and intriguing enough to follow and search.
I think that's interesting, too, to go into stuff like that. It seems like nowadays, and I'm going to say this, I think ghost hunting is kind of turning into bowling in a lot of ways because
I think it
seems like people are, I hear, you know, it's good to talk about the gadgets and stuff like that, but, you know, I noticed that with bowling, you know, you can always get a better set of shoes or a better ball or a better towel or a better shirt to wear or whatever it may be, right? And that's cool. I mean, that's fine. But I see a lot of people focusing on, like, you know, how much money they can spend at, you know, a chain store sometimes as opposed to maybe, you know, talking about, like, you know, what are we doing here? Right? And I know we've talked about it several times on the show here where, you know, I mean, our favorite thing to tell people is you want to see ghosts, we'll show you ghosts. It's really simple. You'll see ghosts in a second. We'll pimp you up and get you all freaked out, and you'll see all kinds of ghosts. And that's a good example of the psychology of ghost hunting right there, too. And I think it should be talked about more nowadays. So I'm glad to see you guys are actually doing workshops on that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's so many different groups out there. There's really great groups, and there's new upstart groups.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the people that kind of fall in between that don't know if this is something they want to pursue,
mm-hmm.
or even something they think they should believe in.
Yeah.
And when you go into the psychology of ghost hunting, it kind of helps people, I'm not going to say make a decision, but it kind of gives them a guideline to understand why those of us do what we do.
Well, and it's good to give people guidance like that. What do we say, Doug? I wish there was as many resources like 6-7 years ago that there are now.
Oh, yeah. I think it's really blossomed, and I'm thankful for it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad this is a good use of that, where people can, you know, if they're not sure if they want to do this, well, you know, here, check this out. This may help you make a decision whether it is or it isn't something you want to do. And it's good to help people either way. Everybody there? Hello?
No, we lost Jeff.
Jay, you there?
No, what I like about Dayton also is its location. I mean, you can get there from Michigan, you can get there from West Virginia, from Pennsylvania, from Indiana, from Kentucky, Tennessee. I mean, you can get to Indiana, you can get to Indianapolis too, but I don't know why you'd want to go there that weekend.
Yeah.
No, you can go to, get to Dayton pretty easily from anywhere, so I dig the location as well.
What's the date again for that conference for PCOM?
It's going to be May 30th. 2009, Saturday.
Wow, 2009.
And, of course, for more information, I'm sure people can go to www.theprodigygroup.org.
Mm-hmm.
All one
That's
word.
Correct.
Theprodigygroup.org.
Yep.
And it'll be up there, right?
Jason, go ahead.
Or what they can do, too, if they want to email me personally for specific information or maybe sign up for a newsletter that I will be starting,
mm-hmm.
Or for vending information, they can reach me at PR. Letters PR, short for
public relations.
Mm-hmm.
At theprodigygroup.org.
Okay.
Or they can reach us at our hotline, which is 937-558-1447.
Excellent. So there's a lot of ways for people to get in contact with you guys, too.
That's great.
Jason, hang on the line for 1 second. We do have to go to break. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey,
again,
thanks
Jason.
For having me, guys.
No,
that's
it's
really
great to talk to you. It's always good to talk to you, Jason. Hang on for one second. Don't leave us. All right, we're going to go to break. Like coming up, plan. coming up. What do we got coming up, Doug?
We have Taylor Elwood and Lupa talking about, well, I don't know, but right now, just go to thegreenwolf.com, okay?
Yeah.
That'll explain.
We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. It's going to be cool.
Magic.
That's one of the things.
.com.
But, you know, you got to promote sex. Sex is what sells. You know that.
So, yeah.
So we got to promote that.
Yeah. How much can we get for Ghostly Talk?
What?
I have a pretty bauble, if you want.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.